Welcome to Tales of Tucson,
a series of original radio dramas inspired by the legends, mysteries, and histories of the Sonoran Southwest.
Episodes take place in real locations around Southern Arizona. We're blending the real and the fictional.
Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by
Laura Markowitz
and John Vornholt.
And now for Episode 7, The Genie at the Gem Show.
You know, it's gem show season when you see more tents in the old Pueblo than you see in the Sahara Desert. People come from all over the world to hawk their dinosaur bones and earrings. For those 3 weeks a year, it seems like every tiny hotel room, every convention center hallway, and every dirt lot in town magically transforms into an exotic bazaar filled with treasures. Down at the River Park Inn off I-10, they're selling piles of geodes. You know those rocks that you crack open and there's a crystal wonderland inside? Well, this Tales of Tucson is about one very rare, very dangerous geode that just about everybody wanted to get their hands on.
Oh no!
There he is, and he has it.
Be careful, it must not be opened.
Hey, look out!
Lord Almighty! Young man, you slow down there.
Pardon.
Out of my way. Oh, my knee.
Herb, are you all right?
That kid nearly plowed into me. And then that big thug, he knocked me over.
Ooh, well, that man and woman were chasing the boy.
Well, then, I hope he gets away.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They will trap me in the tent. I must get out.
Oh, hello. Why would you want to leave? You just got here. Welcome to Neptune's treasure chest of nautical
that
wonders.
That way. I think he went in there.
Please. I must hide under your table. It is a matter of life or death.
I'm not sure it's...
I beg you.
Oh, he just did.
Where is he?
Hi there. Welcome to Neptune's treasure chest of nautical...
Madam, we seek a child who ran this way only moments ago.
Is he hiding behind those boxes?
Hey, watch it. The coral is fragile.
Apologies, madam. It is urgent we find the child.
No one is hiding behind the Nautilus shells. What's going on?
He has something that belongs to us. Something we just purchased. He grabbed it and ran off with it.
Okay.
The child may appear either as a boy or a girl, with short dark hair, looking to be 12 years old.
What was stolen?
A geode, the size of a grapefruit, unopened.
A geode? Well, there are plenty of those here at the gem show, easy to replace. My friend Abdul, back that way, he sells geodes.
I know he came in here.
I don't have any geodes, but I do have trilobites and ammonites in a variety of sizes.
Roma, this is your fault. We have paid you a fee and met your conditions, but you let it get away from us.
Listen, have you talked to security? I see a guard over there by the vendor check-in table.
Oh, no need. No, we will deal with it ourselves. It is a small matter. But if you see the child we seek, please call me. Here is my card. I am Roma.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Diane.
Let's go.
Thanks for stopping by. Come back if you change your mind about the trilobites.
They're gone.
Thank you, nice lady. You saved my life and many other lives. You are called Diane?
Yes, Diane Walker.
I am called Yasgil.
Yaz, if you stole a geode from those people, you just made me an accessory to a crime.
It does not belong to them. It belongs to itself. Roma had no right to sell it. She is the thief.
I just don't see why a geode is worth all the fuss.
Roma betrayed our family and ignores the legends. She thinks it is about controlling the power within. But we are not his true master. Not until we master ourselves.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, but that sounded deep.
You have helped me, Diane Walker, so I will allow you to see a legendary treasure.
Let me guess, your geode?
Not my geode, and it's not Roma's. This sacred treasure belongs to one far greater than I. The Star of India Sapphire is a piece of dung compared to what is contained inside this rock.
Oh, you're a good salesman. That geode hasn't even been cracked open, so you can't possibly know what's in it. Except we can guess. It'll be a bunch of pretty crystals, right?
There you are wrong. Take this carefully in your hands. Oh, I careful.
Oh, it's warm. And oh, look, it's perfectly round.
You hold one of the wonders of existence in your hands.
Yeah, rocks are really old. I'm partial to trilobites, but this geode does have a nice brown color, like chocolate, or maybe mocha. I'm ready for my lunch break.
One day, you will tell your grandchildren about this moment.
When some kid who was wanted for larceny let me hold a round rock?
When a 900-year-old woman let you hold the immortal Ampicala in your hands.
What now?
Never mind. I have no time to explain. That is irony, do you not see? I, who have lived for 900 years, have no time.
Yeah, you're worrying me, Yaz.
The great Ampicala would like that joke.
The rock has a name? Can it hear me?
Ah! Do not shake it! Here, give it back, Diane Walker, quickly!
Chillax, I'm just kidding.
You must not offend it.
Seriously, kid? You're a strange one. It's a rock. You think if I shake it, I'll have bad luck for 7 years?
Oh, worse. Bad luck for you and all your descendants for 9 generations.
Kid, I love your Arabian mystique shtick. But a little advice. Get yourself a brass lamp or a carpet. A geode like that goes for maybe $100, and you can buy one just like it 20 feet from here.
I do not expect you to understand.
Understand what? That you're a kid who thinks she's a 900-year-old woman and you have a pet rock with a funny name?
The rock is just a rock. What's inside the rock is an immortal being who is as powerful as a god. Oh, but I revealed too much. I must go now and return it to its keepers. They are entrusted with safeguarding it from those who would abuse its power.
Right. Hey, listen, I really need a bathroom break, and I'd love to get a falafel for lunch. Why don't you lay low here and cover for me for half an hour? I'll even pay you $15. 20 if you can sell a few trilobites, and I'll bring you back a falafel.
Thank you for your offer, but there is no time for falafel or trilobites. I am on a sacred mission.
You're a trip.
I must find the secret order of the djinn. Do you know where their booth is?
Let's see, I have a directory of exhibitors. We can look them up. The gem show is huge. They may not even be in this hotel.
Perhaps they're using the cover name Sumerian Artifacts.
Sumerian. Yeah, here it is. Sumerian Artifacts is right here at the River Park, room number 218. That's upstairs.
Lord, look again.
Oh no, Roma is headed back this way.
Get back under the table. I'll call security.
No. The police cannot help. You must complete my mission. Take Ampicala to room 218 and ask to see the Sumerian spear. It is a signal. Karina will know what to do.
Yaz, I can't just leave the booth. I'm not the owner, just a worker bee. If anything goes missing, it comes out of my paycheck.
Look, they're searching every booth. We don't have much time.
They weren't sure what you look like, right?
I have not allowed myself to be seen for centuries. But they saw me briefly when I picked Roma's pocket. I learned a few things from my centuries in the bazaars and markets of Arabia.
Nice. Let's think. Your geode looks like 100 other geodes, right? So leave yours here and go buy a decoy. If they capture you, they'll get your fake one while I deliver the real one for you. It'll buy us some time.
That is a very good idea. But then I must trust you with it.
And I have to trust you too, don't I? Here, I'll advance you the money you need to buy another geode, and then I'll tell your friend, Karina, to reimburse me before I hand over your geode. That way, I'll have a reason to take it to her. Skin in the game, right?
That is acceptable, and she will repay you 5 times over.
That is acceptable. Okay, here's $100. Scoot out behind the boxes of coral necklaces. 2 rows over to the right, you'll find Abdul's booth. Tell him Diane sent you, and I said he should give you a deal.
You have no idea the power you hold in your hands. Whatever you do, don't crack the geode open.
I won't. Now go, and good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that falafel so fast. Okay, what room number was it? 218. I'm pretty sure that's right. Here we are. Huh, how funny. They don't have their door open. Maybe they're closed for lunch.
We are closed.
Kaskil sent me. She told me to ask for the Sumerian spear.
Ow!
You have seen the Wise One? Where is she?
Oh, come on. You don't really buy the story about that kid being a 900-year-old woman.
Yaskil is my ancestor.
You look like you could be her grandmother.
You must have sensed something different about her, or you wouldn't have come here.
Yes, I guess I do trust her. I even loaned her $100. Someone named Roma is chasing her.
She has betrayed us.
Roma was guarding the treasure. It is lost to us now.
Oh, wait, the geode? Oh, no. It's right here in my lunch bag.
$100 we owe you. I will pay you 10 times that amount for the service you have rendered.
And I will take it. But hold on a sec. Before I hand this over, I need some answers. What is the secret order of the djinn?
Inside this geode resides the most powerful djinn, genie as you would say, in the history of the Earth.
You know this is a gem show, not a science fiction convention, right?
Some say a djinn is a god. Others say it's a demon.
But it grants you 3 wishes, right? I saw the movie Aladdin.
Technically, yes, but you must be very careful what you wish for. The djinn is clever, and there is always a catch.
It doesn't seem too hard to me. Just wish for happiness, right?
It's never that easy. Yaskil was a girl of 12 when she found a clay vessel in the desert and opened it. The genie appeared and offered her 3 wishes. She wished to live for 900 years. Done, says the genie. You will never grow a day older. That's when Yaskil realized she would be stuck as a 12-year-old for the next 900 years.
Ouch.
Yes, Yaskil decided to think more carefully about what next to wish for. The djinn tried to trick her into making a foolish wish, but he ended up telling her his life story. After 100 days and nights, Yaskil fell in love with the djinn. Her second wish was that Ampikala would love her in return.
That's so romantic. What was her third wish?
No, she used her third wish to imprison the genie again.
I heard once, if you love someone, you should let them go. If they never come back, then they were never yours.
Yaskil could not take the risk. Djinn are creatures of chaos. Once they are set free, they roam the lands and create wars and plagues.
Ugh, that's not good.
Yaskil wisely used her third wish to imprison her true love in this geode. That is what the third wish must always be used for.
Oh, that is so tragic for Yas. What about their great love?
She swore that no one would release Ampikala as long as she lived. She thought it would be enough that they could still talk to each other using the Sumerian spear.
The what?
This yellow crystal, it allows us to speak with the djinn. But Aunt Bacala was furious with Yaskil for imprisoning him, and he has not spoken to her in all these long centuries.
That's cold, but I guess I'd be hurt too if I was him.
Yaskil was heartbroken. She gave up trying and gave the geode to her brother for safekeeping. He founded the secret order that guards the geode.
How did you get recruited?
We are all descendants of the founder. Roma is my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yes, she was never satisfied with our mission. She believed we should release the genie and reshape the world. But I never thought she would betray us and join with our enemies.
Enemies?
Over the centuries, many others have desired to control the genie. Their methods are ruthless, and their greed knows no bounds. In their hands, it would be used as a weapon of mass destruction. Yes? Oh, no! Make the arrangements. We must leave immediately. No more phone calls. They must be listening.
What's going on?
They just found Yaskil's body in a stairwell. She has been murdered.
You're listening to Tales of Tucson on KXCI 91.3 FM. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt and features the voices of local actors and community members. And now we'll return to Episode 7, The Genie at the Gem Show.
It's too late. They have found us.
Cousin, I don't want to hurt you, but I must have the vessel.
Quick! Out the window!
Out the window? This is the second floor.
You will land on that pile of Persian carpets.
You can't escape.
Please, for Yaskil. Take the vessel, and here, take the Sumerian spear, too. I will hold them. Go!
Oof. Oh, Herb! This woman just fell out of a window. Help me get her up.
Oh. Good thing you landed on those carpets. Are you all right?
I'm okay, I think.
Oh, but really,
thanks. I'm fine.
Well, I was just gonna say, don't forget your rock.
Oh, right. Got it. Thanks.
Hey, that's a nice looking geode. How much do you want for it?
Not for sale.
I'll give you 80.
I can get more than that.
Ah, no one wants to cut a deal anymore.
Oh, back to my booth. Oh, good. At least no one stole the trilobites. That falafel was a bad idea. And ow, I think I sprained my wrist. What a terrible day. And poor Yaz. You, Mr. Diogeni, sit there. And this Sumerian spear keeps spearing me in the ribs.
Madam, I hope you are not annoying me on a whim.
What?
Leave me alone unless you are prepared to set me free.
Who said that?
Aunt Bacala, of course. Who else did you trap inside this rock?
How am I hearing you?
I presume you have the Sumerian spear. I created it when the Sultan's third wife wished she could talk to me. She went mad in the end. Not my fault, or not that anyone could prove.
Holy cow, a genie! Do you really grant 3 wishes?
I must. I am Destiny's slave. I have the power to move mountains, yet all you humans ever want are shiny piles of metal and colored rocks. So let's get on with it. Let me out and make your wishes.
I'm not ready. I have to think it through. I've had a terrible day. Yaskil died.
If you let me out, we can grieve together. Good friends of Yaskil sharing a few stories, a few laughs.
No way. You're dangerous.
Get to know the real me, and you'll see I'm a pussycat.
No way.
The way is quite simple. I sense you have a hammer in a box under the table. Use a nail, crack open the geode, and wish me to be good.
See, that sounds like a good idea, but since you suggested it, it's probably a terrible idea. Everyone knows genies just want to trick humans.
Oh, slander.
But I'll get the hammer and nail. I may need them later. So, what was the best wish anyone ever made?
I'm not required to engage in aimless chit-chat.
Did you love her?
The question is, did she love me? I was her prisoner for 900 years. Is that love?
But did you love her?
I never attempted to trick her into releasing me.
I guess for you, that's like love.
I would stop worrying about a genie's love life and grab the hammer.
Why?
Yazgil's killers approach. This should be fun.
Stop, right there.
Roma, she has a hammer?
Diane, wasn't it? Would you please remove the point of that nail from the geode?
No, because if you do or say anything I don't like, I crack this sucker wide open. Bang!
No, let's not be hasty. There are risks involved that you don't understand.
Grave risks.
Yet you're willing to take them? Don't move an inch, bro.
Claude is stepping back now.
I am.
Diane, be wise about this. Dealing with a gene is tricky business, not for the amateur. It never goes well when people get their three wishes.
Two wishes, right? I know all about what you have to do with the third one. You can't fool me.
Indeed.
Haven't we been in this one before?
Look, there's the woman who fell out the window. How are you feeling?
Claude, no.
Let me go, you dog!
I'll put a bullet in her head if you don't put down the hammer.
No.
She doesn't have the guts to break it open.
I can't let anyone get hurt.
Why do I always end up in a bazaar?
What is that?
Oh my heavens, it's a green ghost in silk pajamas.
It's just floating there. Where are his feet?
Oh, are those horns? Herb, it's the devil.
Oh my god, you're...
Magnificent, awesome, godlike. True, and true. Ah, the feeling of fresh air is indescribable. And to wiggle my toe again, bliss.
Diane, be very careful what you wish for.
Wise mistress who thought it through for a whole minute and a half before releasing me from my 900-year imprisonment. Your wish is my command.
Herb, you have the phone. Take a picture.
I never figured out the flash.
Mistress, I will silence those two for free.
No, I have to think.
Take your time. It's not like I have needs of my own. I've only been cooped up in a geode for nearly a millennium.
Hey, you're distracting me with all your flying around.
Roma, what happens to the wishes if she's dead? Do I get them?
Don't let him shoot me.
Is that a wish?
No, maybe.
Claude, Diane, wait. We must unite or the djinn will manipulate us. Claude, put the gun down.
Herb, I'm getting the police.
Lee, stay here.
Oh, there she goes. But I'm staying. I want in on this, whatever it is.
Hear me out, Diane. You can make a chain wish and we will all benefit.
That went out with King Tut.
What's a chain wish?
First, you wish to suspend time. Second, you wish for anything you want. Wealth, long life, love, fame. And the third wish, you send the genie back into the bottle.
Trust me, this is a truly terrible idea.
Then I open the bottle and I do the same. And I pass it to the next person. Everyone gets their wish.
I'm in.
You are getting very bad advice, mistress. Why don't you wish these annoying people into the desert?
Claude, shoot her.
What?
Shoot her. Your bullets is a lot faster than her brain.
I wish these annoying people would disappear into the desert.
Where are we?
Right offhand, I would say
Oman.
Oman?
Do they have Ubers?
Good job on that first wish, oh wise mistress.
What have I done? Are they going to be okay?
Probably. Maybe. Who cares? The odors at this bazaar are very unpleasant.
That's just the food you're smelling. Oh, I wish I hadn't eaten that falafel.
Specific. I like that. Your wish is my command.
What? No! Oh, what did I do? What an idiot. Diane, you are an idiot.
But you do feel better, don't you?
Yeah, but now I'm hungry again. I know what I have to do with the third wish. What a waste.
On that we agree. It is a waste to imprison a great being such as myself inside a lamp or a rock when together we could rule the world.
Right over here, officer. A man with purple pajamas, with green skin, and another man with a gun.
Tick tock. What's your plan, mistress?
Oh, I hate making decisions under pressure. I don't really want to imprison you again. I'm a vegetarian. I'm against cruelty to animals.
That's a new one.
What if I turn you into a normal human with no magical powers?
That would be exceedingly cruel.
But you wouldn't be able to hurt anyone with your genie powers anymore, right?
Technically, you are correct.
I just don't think I could live with myself if I imprison you again.
Well, it is all about you, after all.
I wish that the djinn, Ampakala, is turned into a normal human being.
Your wish is my command. Just to be cautious, I will put us in Hawaii.
Wow, Hawaii. Look at that sunset. And you're completely bald and really skinny with a sunburn?
It's your fault. You had to specify normal. You could have said a human with the beauty of Adonis. I blame you. Oh, great. Allergies.
But why Hawaii?
In my eons of occasional freedom, I've learned a few things. I know where there are undiscovered veins of gold, untapped diamond deposits, buried treasures, and numerous shipwrecks. One is near here. You're an expert in selling these items, and I know where they are. I thought we could team up.
Team up?
You didn't say I had to be a penniless human.
No, I didn't. I salute you for taking some initiative on that. Next year, we'll really make a killing at the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show.
Now that is something to wish for.
You've been listening to Tales of Tucson, original radio dramas that explore the legends, history, and mysteries of the Sonoran Southwest. The Genie at the Gem Show featured the voices of Ella Bracali, Kristen Callen Keck, Vince Flynn, Megan Jones, John Vornholt, Aaron Hepler, Sydney Flynn, and Mike Saxon. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt. To hear more Tales of Tucson, visit kxci.org. Thanks for listening.